nothing that's grim,
nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, April 13th, and you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. I'm Eric, your host, and it's a very exciting morning here. We've got a lot of theater to talk about, but before I get into that, I do want to make you aware that the Northwest Connecticut Chamber of Commerce and its members are presenting the Great Business Showcase on Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Little Red Barn Brewers in Winsted. It's free admission. You can purchase refreshments, of course, and you have a chance to win great prizes. Many businesses are holding drawings for amazing prizes, and no purchase is necessary. You could win something like a $100 gift certificate off a boat rental from Marina at Highland Lake, a gift basket courtesy of Daily Movers, a one-night spring getaway with breakfast for two from the Manor House Inn in Norfolk, a 32-inch HD LED Fire TV, courtesy of the Northwest Hills Credit Union, and so much more. You can visit with local business people, and be sure to stop by WZBG's booth, and you can enter to win. Visit with your friends from WZBG Broadcasting Live. It's the Northwest Connecticut Chamber's Great Business Showcase Thursday. The fun starts at 4 at the Little Red Barn Brewers, 32 Lake Street in Winsted. So make sure you check that out. And then, of course, we have our show today, and today we're going to be talking all about a show that's been very popular of late, the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which is coming to the Thomaston Opera House, thanks to our friends at Landmark Community Theater, opening on April 20th and running all the way through May 5th. And you can check out landmarkcommunitytheater.org for tickets and information, or stay tuned, because I have a pair of tickets that is good for any performance of the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. I'll be doing that after the What's the Buzz segment. So again, make sure you stay tuned. But to help find out more about this show, I'm joined this morning by two fabulous guests. It's kind of like old folks home day here on Backstage. I'm joined by two people that I go back with quite a ways, although not necessarily in the community scene, but from my job as a high school teacher. I'm joined by the director of the show, Mr. Michael Rickardone, and by one of the actors in the show, Mr. Tyler Bard. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Great to have you here. It's been quite a while. You were both students at the high school where I teach, were in the drama club when I was the dictator. The tyrant, the unreasonable, despot of the drama club out there.
I was going to say lovely, but okay.
Well, you know, I appreciate you kissing up.
But oh, wait, I don't have to do that anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm not in charge of casting or show selection, so I have no power anymore. But it's great to see you both back. Tyler, I know we've kind of been crossing paths from time to time in the community theater world. Michael, this is the first time we've seen each other, I think, since probably your graduation.
Yeah, so. since senior year.
So welcome, good to see you again.
Thank you, great to see you.
Before we get into Spelling Bee, Michael, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you ended up in the community theater world and how you ended up with Spelling Bee?
Yeah, definitely. So I was off in New York City for a little while, just doing some assistant directing gigs, and I'm just getting my foot into the theater.
Okay.
So then basically Jack Richards, who's the costume designer on this production, reached out to me and explained that they're looking for a director.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to direct at Landmark. The last show I did at Landmark wasn't since 2014.
Oh, wow.
So it's been quite a while.
Yeah.
That was Carrie the musical.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah.
That is going back.
Yeah, and that's how I found my way back.
Okay.
Back here.
There were a few kids from the high school, I think, that went for that one, if
yep.
I remember correctly. Going, wow, it's 2014.
That was my graduating year.
That's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Can I say I've known you for like 15 now?
That's okay. You know what?
You're welcome.
I didn't.
How's your back?
You know, now that you mention it, tired of carrying you for the last 15 years.
That's right.
But that's amazing. Okay, so working a little bit in New York, and now you're back here in your old stomping ground.
For sure. And branching over, I've always been a performer, so branching over, hopefully now into the directing route.
Very cool. Very cool. And Spelling Bee, I'm sure a lot of the audience members know, a great little show. It's been around a lot in the last couple of years, and it's always popular wherever it happens. It's been at Theater Works. It's been at Seven Angels in Waterbury. I know different schools are doing it all the time and whatnot. So, but Mike, you want to give us a quick synopsis of what the show is all about?
Yeah, so definitely. This show takes place in Putnam County, which is our fictional place that we exist in.
Small town America.
Totally. Yeah. And we meet six different spellers who come with different quirks and different isms that soon we learn their personal struggles, their family lives, and we get to know more of their upbringing throughout the story. Through the story, we see that they're eliminated, but within the midst of it, we have guest spellers, audience volunteers that are brought up on stage to interact and be a speller, making 10 spellers throughout the spelling bee, and we end up with one at the very end.
Well, because you got to crown a champion.
Or you have to,
you have to crown a champion. And I think it's the audience participation factor that really sets this apart. You know, very few shows intentionally want the audience to get involved. There are moments where the audience does get involved, unexpectedly in some shows, but for the most part, there's that divide, and this just completely shatters that concept.
Definitely.
How is it, and we're going to talk about a lot of things, but since we're on the subject of the guest spellers, what's it like trying to run a rehearsal where you know you are going to have not to say random, but audience members that you haven't planned? They're not plants. They're just, you know, people that are willing to volunteer. You're going to pull them on stage. They're not going to know anything that's going on. They're not going to know what they're doing. How do you factor that into a rehearsal space?
Definitely. We're doing everything that we can as early as possible. We have a wonderful assistant director, Bobby Henry, who's been working with us and filling in as the guest speller. Sometimes Jack, as I mentioned, our costume designer, Jack Richards, will come in and assist. During Tech Week, though, leading up to performances, we do have volunteers coming in for each rehearsal.
Okay, so we're very excited.
Yes, definitely. So we will make sure to track that through. But quite frankly, it's Tyler Bard who right here is the master behind all of this coming true. So
yeah, Tyler, you're playing Mr. Panch.
Yes,
he's the vice principal.
Vice Principal Panch. Yes, vice principal. He is a very interesting character. You know, I've been on a streak of villainous characters, and if there's going to be a villain in the show, it's definitely Vice Principal Panch, even though he's not. But that was my biggest question to Michael, was how are we going to go about rehearsing the unknown?
Yep.
And honestly, sometimes we would get to that point, and we're like, let's just go to the next speller, because it's hard to rehearse something that you don't know what's going to happen. but it has been incredibly helpful having people like Jack and Bobby come on and try to be as genuine as they can in their misspellings or proper spellings of the words that I give them.
And pretend they don't know what's going to happen next.
That's right. They don't know they're about to leave to a chorus of goodbyes.
Right. That's, you know, every time I've seen it, and I've seen it in really tiny local community theaters, I've seen it on bigger stages and whatnot, that added element of the unknown with the audience participation is always the most exciting part. So it's the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. It's coming to Thomaston Opera House, thanks to our friends at Landmark Community Theater. It's running from April 20th through May 5th. You can go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org for tickets and information. And I'm told that there is we are able to put out a little secret information.
Definitely. So we have a promo code for the show when you check out your ticket. Use the code MAGICFOOT. That's MAGICFOOT, one word. And you'll have to come see the show then
and
to find out.
All capitals, remember. All capital letters. Yeah, okay. Magic Foot.
There you go. Some secret info. Don't spread it around. Don't tell anybody.
No, we only told the radio.
It's just between us.
That's right.
You know. This is the WZBG family. We can trust them to
That's
keep
right.
it.
That's right. Secrets.
Super secret. But if you're looking to save a little money, I mean, community theater's already far more affordable
for sure
than the professional stuff. But if you're looking to save even a little bit more money, promo code MAGICFOOT at landmarkcommunitytheater.org. And in the meantime, we'll kick things off with the opening number, I think is an appropriate way to start things off.
Wonderful.
Here. From the original Broadway cast recording, this is the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Miss Peretti, please spell syzygy.
S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y. Syzygy?
We have a winner!
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you!
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, my parents keep on telling me, just being here is winning, although I know it isn't so.
But it's a very nice, very, very nice,
very, very nice, very nice beginning.
Our winner here last year, Chip Tolentino, Myth Peretti, and our youngest competitor, Logan Schwartz and Grubinier.
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Game, we all stand when they announce my name.
Leaf Coney Bear.
And try and keep from shaking.
Alas, his shaking will not pass.
Cause it's a very big, very fraught, simple, but it's not. It's a very big undertaking.
Returning after last season's tragic setback, William Barfy.
It's pronounced Barfay. There's an accent ado.
I'm not sure who this girl is.
Marcy Park, recent transfer.
Winner's destination, Washington, D.C.
Plasma TV in a fancy hotel, where they treat you well, all because you love to spell. We spell.
It's a marvelous memory if you win the spelling bee. One's life improves from A to Z. The minute you are crowned here, I see a trophy held by me. And when I won, did I swell? Oh, the stories I could tell. But braggarts don't do well around here.
Hi, I'm Olive Ostrovsky. Do you know where I check in?
Shut up! At the 25th annual, we've memorized the manual about how to spell these words, words that require thought. People think we're automatons, but that is exactly what we're not.
We hear the word, we breathe,
we wait. Unlike
an image or idea to think.
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee,
we feel no animosity, and yet our heads are spinning.
We are the slightest bit bizarre.
But since the time is now,
holy cow,
we shall make a solemn vow to concentrate on winning.
We concentrate on winning.
Was the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee from the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee here on Backstage on WZBG. And we're talking about that this morning because it's coming to Thomason Opera House thanks to our friends at Landmark Community Theater. Opening April 20th, running through May 5th. Check out landmarkcommunitytheater.org for tickets and info. Or stay tuned. I do have a pair of tickets I'll be giving away a little bit later on in the show. So be patient. We'll get there, I promise. But I'm joined this morning by director Michael Riccardone and actor Tyler Bard, and we're talking about the show. So why don't we talk about, because we're off the air, you know, I should do a secondary broadcast, you know, like the what's happening
behind
the
scenes.
Yeah, you know, backstage on backstage. That's too meta. But we were talking about the people in the cast, and, you know, I've been in the area doing theater for, almost 10 years now. Wow. And I've gotten to know quite a few people, either directly with working with them or, you know, having seen them and so on and so forth. So your cast is a nice mix of some newer faces and some familiar faces. So, Michael, you want to take us through who you've got for the show?
Definitely. So our cast is led by the incredible Jessica Irizarry as Rona, Miss Rona Lisa Peretti. And we have Tyler Bard right here as Panch, Vice Principal Panch, and Dylan Ryan, who's playing Mitch.
Ah, the comfort counselor.
Yes, the comfort counselor. Those are our three adults to the spelling bee.
Gotcha.
Our spellers, we have Riley Linkavix as Olive, Brighton Valor as Barfay, Shannon Bailey as Logan, Schwartz and Grubinier, Joseph Hershick as Coney Bear, Leaf Coney Bear, Bella Renee Delgado as Marcy Park, Justin Torres as Chip Tolentino.
There you go.
Yeah.
So a nice tight-knit group of nine people. Tyler, had you worked with a lot of these folks before? Or?
No. I mean, I've seen almost all of them except Bella before in productions. And it's funny because a lot of us are Southington people, but I've never worked with them. I have worked with Dylan multiple times in the past, and I'd only worked with Brighton once before, and I'd only met Brighton like 4 months to 5 months prior. But wow, like a powerhouse cast of voices is an understatement. Yes. They really, everyone in this cast can really sing and they have the acting chops to match.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And a reasonably young cast too, which is
definitely
awesome. I'm the oldest in the cast. Maybe Bella?
I believe, we have one more.
Well, Bella's a little older, and I'm 28, so.
But it is a fairly young cast, it is.
Which is great, because that's, you know, you need to refresh the the groups from time to time. Not, you know, not that there's anything wrong with us old folks that occasionally hobble out on stage to warble through a song or whatever, but it is nice to see young people stepping up, and younger people, not that I'm not young.
You're young to us.
No, I'm not. I was old when you first met me, and I'm even older now.
You're right. I'm sorry. I had to try and make you feel good there.
I appreciate the effort. I do. But side note, completely off topic. I saw Mr. Fredericks not that long ago.
No way.
He was doing a show in Waterbury.
Yes. Grumpy Old Men. I saw that as well. Yeah. He was fantastic.
I think he stole that show, but that's just me. He, for those of you not in the know, Mr. Len Fredericks was my coworker at the high school, who helped run the drama club, and he's a performer and is branching into the area a little bit now.
I'm so happy to see him back on stage.
Right?
Oh, man.
Right?
So much talent going to waste not being on stage.
Exactly. So, earlier in the interview, Michael, you were talking about the different, and I think different is the key word, spellers and their isms, and you know, this comedy in Spelling Bee is rather broad. You know, how far did you want your performers to go? Because, you know, you've got Marcy Park is sort of the high achiever, you know, type A. Olive Ostrovsky's the wallflower. Chip Tolentino's sort of the everyman. And Leif Coney Bear's a hippie. For lack of a better word, he's very spacey, and so they've all got their. How big did you want them to be?
Definitely, I think it was first and foremost important that we figure out the truth in these characters, and I truly believe with this type of comedy that it is really implemented and rooted in truth. So it was mostly us in the beginning figuring out where we're coming from, what our moments before are, all those key acting tips that kind of help us excel.
Oh, yeah.
And then once we kind of had that structure to it, when we got into the runs of it, really making sure that we amp up the energy and we're keeping everything lifted, and it has that liftedness to
100%.
It. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
That and was a big component.
Sure.
Yeah.
Even Panch, you know, Rona and Mitch are kind of, Mitch is interesting because Mitch is very hard to read at first.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Rona's very much what you see is what you get with Rona, but Panch has a lot simmering under the surface as well.
There's a lot going on with Panch.
Now, did you do a whole, like, backstory for yourself?
Yeah, we actually all did. We had a rehearsal where we really just sat down for, like, half an hour. Maybe I think it went longer than that. We planned for half an hour, but we really got into it. Really. Just, like, getting into our background so we could better understand how to interact with each other on stage. And, yeah, it was an interesting journey because I wasn't 100% sure how to play Panch. At first, I just wanted him to be kind of mean and just uninterested. But that wasn't reading. So he got more into it as the show continues and finds himself in some of the students as he goes. And you can see how the character will change throughout the show because it's to play him one way, I feel like, isn't necessarily a good thing, especially for the audience's enjoyment. So to have that dynamic aspect of Panch, I think, really helped me grow this character.
And I think that's very true, that Rona's pretty consistent the whole way. Mitch is pretty consistent the whole way. I think every other character outside of those two have an arc, something that they go through, some way that they've changed or grown or whatnot. And I think you're right. Panch would be very, not problematic, but he wouldn't work if he were a one-note character.
Right, and he wasn't the first choice. As you find out early in the show, he's the backup speller, you know, or the reader. So he probably woke up that morning and was like, I'm doing what? So he probably didn't want to be there in the first place. So the fact that he's doing it, he's probably annoyed the first thing in the morning having to go sit with all these kids who he gets to avoid on weekends. And now he has to deal with them again for another few hours. As a teacher, I'm sure you can relate.
I resent the implication that teachers and administrators would ever prefer not to be at school dealing with young people.
As a former educator, I can tell you I did enjoy my weekends. Yeah, no, I love the character of Panch, though. It is a wonderful character and again, a show I didn't know all that well, so I was very excited to get to play something I wasn't familiar with.
I didn't know you didn't know the show.
Yeah, no, I saw it that one time way back, like we were talking about, Southington Community Theater did it, but I must have been like 9, 10.
That's true.
So I barely remember it. And then I just never really looked into it ever again.
I knew the
title song, and I remembered the inappropriate one because, of course, I did. And that was it. So coming into it, I was a little blind. But when Michael saw me and asked me if I was going to come audition, I was like, why not?
Sure. Throw your hand. Michael, how about you? How familiar were you with Spelling Bee before?
Pretty familiar. I've seen maybe 2-3 productions in the past. I'm a big William Finn fan.
Okay.
Who wrote this? Who composed the music. I absolutely love A New Brain and Falsettos and all his previous work. But I was really drawn to Spelling Bee and wanting to do it because, honestly, of William Finn. I just feel like his writing is so cutting edge for contemporary musical theater. It is very neat.
It is very, it's smart, it's there. Snappy, yes. It's catchy. Tyler, you did mention there is some suggestive stuff that's in it. It's not grotesque or perverse or anything like it might not be appropriate for the little kids, you know.
Yeah, what were we saying? Like, if 13. You're 13 plus, you're fine. Yeah. Otherwise, with the discretion of the parent bringing the child, it's up completely up to you at that point.
Yeah, I think PG-13 is probably a good way to put it.
100%.
And that's not us trying to dissuade people from going, but we want people to go in...
Aware.
Definitely. You know, because there's a couple of moments that you might not want to have that conversation going home in the car.
Yeah, what was he talking about there
at
the top of Act 2?
Right? why couldn't he stand up and say his word? To be young. And innocent.
Well, is he innocent?
No, I'm talking about the kids that wouldn't get it.
Oh. Then yes.
Yes, those kids. He's, no, that's a whole other, that's for like Backstage After Dark. That's a whole other.
Tune in for the podcast.
I'm not promising anything. We're talking this morning with director Michael Riccardone and actor Tyler Bard about the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee coming to Landmark Community Theaters, Thomason Opera House from April 20th to May 5th. You can go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org for tickets and information, or stay tuned. I do have a pair of tickets I'll be giving away not that far in advance. The super secret super secret discount code was...
Yes, Magic Foot. One word in all caps.
There you go. If you're looking to save a little money, just saying. Why don't we do this? We'll listen to another song from the original Broadway cast recording, and then we'll come back and we will talk about the buzz. But this song... is the Olive Ostrovsky song, right?
Yes.
My Friend the Dictionary. And Olive, I feel like, is kind of the emotional core of the show. Mm. She's the one that the audience is really going to glom onto.
100%.
And this is a great way to sort of get a deeper look into who her character is. So here she is, Olive Ostrovsky, with My Friend the Dictionary.
Miss Ostrovsky, your word is boanthropy.
Oh, wait, one second, please. Ma'am, could you not sit in that seat? I saved a chair for my dad in the fourth row on the aisle. And it may take him a while, but when he gets here, that's his chair. 'Cause my mother's in an ashram in India. I saved a chair for her too, but it's merely symbolic, as daily she washes herself in the Ganges. And I live in a house where there's an oversized dictionary that I read as a girl on the toilet. I love my dictionary, and I love the indented border. Every word's in alphabetical order, ergo lost things always can be found. And I wrap my head around the fact that in one book is the entire language of our species, which is a favorite term of Nietzsche's, who's the great-grandfather of Christina Ricci's. Yes, I joke, but the words in the dictionary are the friends that I'll have forever, more than the friends I have made in school.
She's such a lovely girl with a lovely little voice.
And I've heard that she's pro-choice, though still a virgin.
And she talks into her hand and often uses technique.
What you do not understand is once I say it, then I've said it.
And so much to her credit, she talks into her hand and turns aside.
So I will not make a mistake and be disqualified. Boanthropy. B-O-A-N-T-H-R-O-P-Y. Boanthropy?
That is correct.
My friend, the dictionary.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
All right, it's that time of the show where we talk about auditions and productions. So, first up, performances. Goshen Players are going to be putting on their production of 9 to 5. That's going to be running April 27th through May 12th. You can go to goshenplayers.org for tickets and info, and don't sit on that one. Tickets are selling fast. Landmark Community Theater is opening its production of the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee on April 20th. That's going to run through May 5th. That's what we've been talking about here this morning. You can go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org for tickets and information, and there is that discount code we mentioned a couple times, so make sure you use that if you are buying tickets. Phoenix Stage Company is going to be putting on a production of the play Sweet Surrender. That's S-U-I-T-E. That's running May 4th through May 18th. Go to phoenixstagecompany.org to find out more or to purchase your tickets. TheaterWorks New Milford is wrapping up its run of Wait Until Dark this weekend. There's a show tonight and a show tomorrow. There may still be tickets available. I can't guarantee. Go to theaterworks.us to see if you can get yours now. And the Warner Theater will be putting on a production of School of Rock. That'll be happening August 3rd through August 11th. Check out warnertheater.org for more information. Two auditions to mention. TheaterWorks New Milford has announced auditions for Betty's Summer Vacation. Those will be on April 28th from 3 to 5 p.m. and April 29th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. And that's over at TheaterWorks New Milford. Go to theaterworks.us to find out more. And the Warner Theater has announced auditions for their production of School of Rock. The children's auditions will be on June 2nd from 3 to 6 p.m. and June 3rd from 6 to 7 p.m. And then the adult auditions will be June 2nd from 7 to 9 and June 3rd from 7 to 9. You do need to make appointments for those auditions. You can go to warnertheater.org to find out more or to make those appointments. And that is the buzz for this morning here on Backstage on WZBG. We're going to pause for a quick word from a sponsor, and then we'll be back with more of the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Tumble out of bed and stumble over to Goshen Players to see 9 to 5 the Musical, an outrageously funny tale of friendship and revenge.
I'm Violet.
I'm Judy.
And I'm Dorley. We're three co-workers who concoct a plan to get even with our despicable boss.
Our plan doesn't go exactly as expected.
And in a hilarious turn of events, we end up living out our wildest fantasies.
Based on the 1980 hit movie with a score by the queen of country music, Dolly Parton, 9 to 5 The Musical is the most fun you'll have at the theater all year.
Goshen Players presents 9 to 5 The Musical. 3 weekends, April 27th through May 12th.
All tickets are $27 and can be reserved at goshenplayers.org.
Tickets are going fast, so be sure to reserve yours today at goshenplayers.org. That's goshenplayers.org.
And we're back here on Backstage on WZBG, and 9:35. You know what? I think it's time to give away a pair of tickets.
Ooh,
don't you guys think so?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
It's time to give away a pair of tickets. So if you have not won anything from ZBG in the last 30 days, you are eligible to win a pair of tickets good for any performance you wish of the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee at the Thomason Opera House. Thanks to our friends at Landmark Community Theater for setting up this giveaway. All you're going to have to do is call into the station. I will pick a random caller to be the winner. So you just got to give us a call at 860-567-3697. That's 860-567-3697. I'm picking a random caller to win a pair of tickets to Spelling Bee. And we're going to give you a little music from Spelling Bee. This is rather appropriate because I love my audience. I love the ZBG world. This is the I Love You song. Call in to win.
Ms. Ostrovsky. Chimerical.
May I have a definition?
It means unreal, imaginary, visionary, wildly fanciful, highly unrealistic.
If I go to Washington, will I be on my own? Because if go to Washington, who will be my chaperone? We always knew you were a winner. We saw it when you smiled. Start from the beginning, when you were a beginner. You were the perfect child. We always knew you were a champion. Your sadness filled my room. Should feel my gloom, blame it on me, blame it on your daddily and mammily, 'cause depression runs in our family. I love you.
my dad says, such fun, mama, 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 but you didn't react, and you never asked me if I join you in the Bombay sun, mama, 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 I had quietly packed. When are you returning? I know we agreed, tell me what you're learning. I have, oh God, this need. I think Dad is angry, Ma, and I do not know what to do. Mama, 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 Shanti, Shanti, and Om. I think he takes out on me what he wants to take out on you. Mama, 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 how I wish you were home. How I wish you were home. How I wish you were, wish you were.
We always knew you were a winner.
How I wish you were home.
A bathing beauty.
How I wish you.
Wildly fanciful.
That is correct.
I love you.
That was the I Love You song from the original Broadway cast recording of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee here on Backstage on WZBG. And congratulations going out to Carol in Harwinton. She was the winner of that pair of tickets to go see the show. Congratulations. Always happy to have listeners that can tune in and win. I'd love to give away more tickets, but, you know, the theater does need to sell a few.
Just a few.
Just a few. just a few. So if you didn't win the tickets, I do apologize, but please, 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 please feel free. Go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org and purchase your tickets. And, of course, there is that super secret information. Don't spread it around. But that super secret discount code. Magic Foot, one word, all caps, to save just a little bit of money.
Yeah, family and friends discount, and you are our family and friends.
Exactly. It's the WZBG family.
That's right.
You know? It's just as fabulous people. So. But, yeah, we were talking off the air about that song, the I Love You song, that is, I mean, it's musically very complicated because of the overlaying voices, yes, and the different lines that you have to go through and whatnot. And emotionally, it's very hard hitting in that moment to Absolutely. See where Olive is at that point in her progression and what she wants and what she's getting and so on and so forth. And who are the three, Michael, who are the three performers that do that number?
Jessica Irizarry, mm-hmm, Riley Linkavich, mm-hmm, and Dylan Ryan.
There you go.
Yes.
You couldn't really ask for better people to be doing a number like that.
Highest caliber you could possibly get.
Tyler, what's your favorite number in the show?
Ooh,
great question.
Oh, goodness.
Right?
I love the last goodbye for the last guest speller we kick out, mm-hmm, because that is, I think, where Panch's true self can come out a little bit. I get to be a little silly, okay, and enjoy that moment. And also... Dylan's not going to be surprised to hear this. I love Dylan, and absolutely kills that song. So I'd have to go with that.
Okay.
And I think that's where you get to see a lot of fun in this show, in that last goodbye. Because while you are sad to see your friend go, you are happy to move on and do better than they did in this spelling bee.
That is very true. Michael, now, at the risk of driving a wedge into the cast, because
yeah, careful,
you're going to pick somebody's song, and it's not going to be somebody
I
else's.
I love all of them.
Right? Don't give me the politic answer. I want spill the tea.
Yeah.
What's your favorite number?
I would say Pandemonium.
Okay.
We've spent quite a long time on it, and because of that, it's very strong right now.
Sure.
And it's very engaging to watch. There's a lot of chaos happening, mm-hmm, a lot of jump roping, hula hooping, football throwing. Yeah, we add in a lot of, in this spelling bee, you're going to see a lot of gym equipment being thrown around and...
Wear a helmet if you're in the front row.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know the characters in the show, and I don't think football throwing would be the strength of most of them. And B, I know community theater performers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I don't know that many of them would declare themselves football throwers.
You're going to be pleasantly surprised.
I highly doubt that. I hope it's everything I want it to be, because that would just make it that much better.
It'll make it pandemonium, some might say.
I see what you did there.
Look at that. That's why I'm Panch.
And Pandemonium is great because it's earlier in the show. You've got all the cast,
mm-hmm,
members.
Yes.
You've got the guest spellers on stage. Let's backtrack for a second here. The show is not a heavy dance show, but there is a lot of stylized movement that takes place. Do you have a choreographer, or were you wearing that hat too?
No, I'm dual directing and choreographing, which for a show like Spelling Bee, it's very helpful because I'm able to navigate how the scenes really transfer into the musical numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, it's not a big dance show, so it's primarily Pandemonium.
Yep.
William Barfay's big number, Magic Foot,
yes,
is another big one.
That's a good dance number.
That is a great
mm-hmm
number.
Mm-hmm.
So you will get those moments of high musical dance comedy throughout, but for the most part, not too much dancing.
Yeah, and that's for some of us, that's probably a good thing.
Right? Oh.
Speaking for myself,
I don't have to dance. This is great.
Right? I gravitate towards those roles.
Me
no
too.
Dancing, perfect, yes.
Sign me up.
That stylized movement is just as important, and in some cases, that needs to be more precise than dance. Dancing you can forgive a little bit and whatnot, but stylized
Definitely,
movement,
yeah,
everybody should be able to do it, kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, boy, you didn't want to just dip your toe in the water. You wanted to plunge head first into the deep end.
For sure. It was. Yeah.
And there you go. Those volunteer spellers that you're going to have for your tech week, they're going to have an interesting time of it, I'm sure.
Oh, I am very excited to get to work with them for the first time. With having Jack was definitely the one who knew the least about what my words would be, because Bobby, being assistant director, was to see at least what I was thinking about doing.
Mm-hmm.
But to have Jack, who had no idea what to expect except for the famous ones,
mm-hmm,
I got to play a little bit. And if the responses I didn't expect to come came through, I got to play even more. So it's there's a lot of improv in the role, mm-hmm, of Panch, which I really found out through Jack,
because mm-hmm,
Jack wasn't necessarily asking the only questions that I needed.
Right.
And so I had to play off of it a little bit. But I know I can be a little sarcastic. I don't know if you've ever right. I don't know if you've ever experienced that in your life. But I love to have playful roles and mm-hmm mess around, and a little improv. This role has been perfect.
We're very fortunate to have Tyler and Jessica because of the fact that they're very flexible.
Sure.
So in the moment, they're able to improv and come up with what's best and which line will fit Yeah, because
the guest spellers are given instructions before they they get involved. And if I remember correctly, it's that you have to ask for the definition of the word. Mm-hmm. You have to ask for it to be used in a sentence.
Yep. Yep.
And I think, is that it?
That's it.
That's it. So you're supposed to ask those two questions.
Right. And
but you never know what's going to happen when you put somebody on stage. The lights hit them. They're, you know, especially if they're not regular performers.
Right.
Yeah. Or even worse, if they are.
What if the cue in the book was, don't pick anyone who you think is a ham?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The shyer, the better.
Yes.
Right. So to the performers that are out there, it's your moment in air quotes, but it's not your moment.
Right.
So do what you're supposed to do and leave it at that. And
I have the power of the bell.
Let the rest of it just
once
happen.
The bell dings.
That's it. You're gone. Yeah. I don't care if you spelled it right. You're gone.
Well, that's not what I have here on my card. I'm thinking, so you're too young for this reference, but I'm thinking back to Seinfeld and the Bubble Boy episode. Nope, sorry, it was the Moops.
That's right.
No, nope. it was the Moors. No, it was the Moops. It says it on the card. But yeah, I don't want to talk about how young you are anymore. It's just going to make me upset again.
How young we are, Eric.
Right,
we.
It's the we.
It's not. It's the two of you,
no.
And then there's me.
Okay, fine. Sheesh. You're just trying to be old today.
I don't have to try. I am. Because we've known each other for 15 years.
Yeah, isn't that
and
right?
You were how old when we met?
Oh, man.
Like 13?
13?
Yeah,
yeah,
so.
Mm-hmm, yeah, sure
mm-hmm,
was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, look at the time. It's 9:50. We're just gabbing on here, and we should talk about the weather before we run out of time. And I believe, Michael, since you're the first-time guest, you get the honor?
Let's do it. So today, it's partly to mostly cloudy, cool, slight chance for a few scattered showers, high 45 to 50. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low 30s. Sunday, morning sun, increasing afternoon clouds with a chance for a late afternoon shower. High 55 to 60. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low 30s. Monday, we get into mostly sunny, high mid 60s. Tuesday, mostly sunny, warm and pleasant, high 65 to 70.
There you go. And it's currently just about 45 degrees at our WZBG studios in Litchfield. I know, he did that so well.
Very well
Thank
done.
You. Right? First time.
There you go. You might have a future in reading the weather.
Fantastic.
Yeah, no?
What does that pay?
Probably not all that much.
Seven, eight, eight what? I don't know.
Cents.
Yeah, right. Something, though.
You know? You got me. I just know that not here. WZBG, I never think of WZBG's work. This is fun for me.
100%.
That I enjoy. But I work a lot with my other jobs, and it's just whatever. Money comes in, money goes out.
That's right.
Theoretically, someday I can retire.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, no, probably not. I'm going to have to work until I'm 90-something, and God help us if I'm still teaching at that
the same
point.
Place, too, right? Huh? Oh,
yeah,
man.
I've only been doing this for 70-something years.
Scary thought. All?
I'd rather do theater for 70-something years, not, and great theater, you know, like Spelling Bee. I granted, I'd stick out like a sore thumb in a cast as young and vibrant as the cast you all have assembled here for this, but it's the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee coming to the Thomason Opera House, thanks to our friends at Landmark Community Theater, April 20th through May 5th. Check out landmarkcommunitytheater.org for tickets and info. Was it off the air or on the air? Everything bleeds together. We were talking about Tech Sunday and Week, and it's not a very tech-heavy show. It's one set, basically, a couple things moving around and whatnot. So I've seen productions that go kind of over-the-top set dressing and yada yada. I've seen very minimalist. Where did you want it to fall, Michael?
Yeah, I mean, the structure of this is I want it to look like your usual school gymnasium. Mm-hmm. So we are building that to the Opera House. It's not like we're just in a bare stage and putting tables. We're definitely planning the formation for it.
Okay.
And then with that, a lot of it is set dressing. So a lot of it is the banners, and a lot of it is the balloons and all the things that you would see at
Ooh,
a very...
Balloons.
Yes,
I'm
so excited.
Lots of balloons, lots of bee balloons. And I just really wanted to comment on the fact that it's a spelling bee, so the actual having a ton of bees everywhere and buzzing about and it being nice and vibrant.
The bees!
Lots of yellow. Lots of yellow.
Oh, thank you, Nicolas Cage.
You're welcome. I'm glad you got that. I wonder how many viewers got that.
I'm sad that I got that.
Bees!
That is truly one of his lesser films, I must say. But Yeah, well, I'm looking at the landmark site right now, and you've got the little bee on the on top of the microphone.
Yes.
And, is it really leaning into that one hard, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Very cute.
Please tell me that Jack Richards, your costumer, is not doing a riff on black and yellow for all the costumes.
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
Did you tell them?
Yeah, we have, and Robbie Elsby is our lighting designer. Mm-hmm. He's doing a fantastic job right now. Lots of color, lots of zest in this world. This is a really, really fun, engaging world to look at. It's going to be a visually beautiful show.
And that, I think, lends itself, because the characters are big, the story is simple, but a lot of heart to it. You want that sort of, not cartoonish, but you want it to have that larger than life kind of a feel.
Yes, vibrant, totally.
We haven't really talked, and I always love to get in a little something about the music part of all this. And I know that the, having a steady music director, scheduling and things was kind of an issue. Did you finally wrangle somebody to try to keep them in line for that?
So luckily, Mitch, Dylan Ryan, who plays Mitch, who's been a part of our cast, was wonderful at stepping up and being able to be our rehearsal accompanist and make sure to take charge of that.
Oh, good.
My good friend Miles Messier is coming to conduct and lead Piano One. So we will have Sunday. We'll be working first thing with our band.
The band.
Almost like a sits probe kind of a thing.
Totally. That'll be our sits probe.
Okay.
And a lot of it will be, in the moment we'll figure out, because of the guest spellers and when they leave, it's different each time. So a lot of these cues you can't preset as you usually would for a whole 2-hour show. It's going to be, it has to be flexible depending on when people get out in the show at the spelling bee, which makes it quite exciting though.
And that's, community theater. You kind of just got to roll with it.
Sometimes things don't go how they're supposed to on stage.
Yeah.
And this time, it's kind of written that way.
Yes. Yeah.
It's supposed to go a little sideways. It's the nature of it. Is the band, it's a small cast. You're going to do the band on stage, in front of the stage? Is it going to be in the other area and video?
Yeah, they'll be in the black box. They'll be in the black actually, box. Okay. Yeah, two floors below.
Yep.
But they'll be monitored so the cast is able to see them. And
that's become pretty standard at
I think
at
that's what they like to do there now
they
is
do
put
prefer,
it down there.
They do prefer to keep it. Well,
Margaritaville might have been the most recent one to not do that. And that was a huge band, and they still managed to keep them on stage for that show.
Yeah.
That was a large band.
Huge band. I think we had 11 to 12 players for that band.
Yeah, I think Margaritaville was the most recent one to put them on stage.
Yeah, everyone
before
else
that, maybe
JC
Superstar.
Right, yeah.
And nowadays, to have 11 is considered a lot, and it is.
Yeah, even professionally, you see a lot of pre-recorded canned stuff that, and the conductor's just working off a click track.
Right.
Which I can understand. On the one hand, you want things timed out appropriately and whatnot, but it also, in some ways, it takes away a little bit. Give them a moment. Let them have... but I'm just old and grumpy and ready to sit on a porch and shake my cane at people and get off my lawn. And that's just me. But we're just about out of time, so I'll leave you with one last question. My kind of go-to closing question. What do you hope audiences walk away with when they are leaving the show?
I hope they walked away laughing the entire time and just leaving with an absolute smile. This show will take you from having the worst day ever to completely just leaving and just full of life and full of color and just a new perspective on how valuable and precious life really is.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think they can walk away with an appreciation for community theater and how strong of a production just volunteer-based people can put on, because for a show like this to be as strong as it is with these people who aren't being paid to do this, this is a very strong cast.
There you go.
So I think this should encourage you all to come see community theater. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to go pay $80 to go to the big dogs every time. You can come see us little guys, and we'll give you just as good of a night.
There you go.
Exactly.
Great endorsement for it. It's the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, coming to the Thomaston Opera House, thanks to our friends at Landmark Community Theater, running April 20th through May 5th. You can go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org for tickets and info, and we do have that discount code, MAGICFOOT, one word, all caps. Save yourself a little money if you're interested. Michael and Tyler, thank you guys so much for coming in this morning to talk
about
the show.
Thank you very much for having us. Thank you.
Absolute blast. Great to see you again. It's
great to see you.
Been a hot minute, but before I go, a couple of reminders. First of all, next week, I have representatives coming in from Goshen's production of 9 to 5, so you want to make sure you tune in for that. And then, of course, don't forget that this Thursday from 4 to 7 at Little Red Barn Brewers in Winsted, the Northwest Connecticut Chamber of Commerce and its members present the Great Business Showcase. Free admission, refreshments available for purchase, a chance to win great prizes, like a beer-themed gift basket with snacks from NBT Bank, lunch to go for two, a gift basket from Brandywine Living at Litchfield, a rocket book from Connecticut State Community College Northwestern, and a gift basket filled with locally crafted items from Shed Energy, plus a whole lot more, and our own WZBG family will be broadcasting at a booth from the event, so stop by and say hi. That's the Northwest Connecticut Chamber's Great Business Showcase Thursday, starting at 4 p.m. at Little Red Barn Brewers, 32 Lake Street in Winsted. So, whew, that's a lot. I'm going to leave you with a little touch of something else from the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. This is the Prayer of the Comfort Counselor. May it bring you all comfort. Have a great week, everybody.
I'm sorry you missed the silent cue.
My friend, you will be missed. But now go with dignity. This ends, but first on our list, you can go with pride. You've been the best looking dude we've had all day.
Litchfield County's favorite, FM 97.3 WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington. Know.